Hi guys, so today's podcast is going to be about how to fight cravings. This is a question that I get a lot from clients, non-clients, people who watch what I do with competing and ask me, how do you not get cravings or how do you fight your cravings? So first off, your cravings are always going to be there. So even when I'm in the depths of prep, that's when my cravings get the worst. Because that's when my hormones start to go a little off. That's when I'm the most depleted. So that's when I'm actually craving the most. One thing that really keeps me focused, obviously, if I'm training for a show, is just keeping that end goal in mind. If you're not training for a show, if you're just a lifestyle client, still keeping your end goal in mind is going to be the number one factor for how successful you're going to be. How driven are you? How focused are you towards your goal? Like, why are you doing this? Why are you dieting? Is it to be a healthier mom? Is it to be a healthier girlfriend? Is it to be more active? Is it to win a half marathon? Or are you training for your very first race? Do you do athletics in school, in college? Any goal that you have, right? So you always have to keep that in mind. So why you're working so hard, why you want to stay focused right now, it always has to be for that end goal. And keep it something realistic as well. So if you want to lose 40 pounds, okay, keep your first goal to be lose 10 pounds within 3 weeks or lose 10 pounds within the first month. That way you can set smaller goals and you can achieve them along the way, which is going to really keep you focused and keep you going. Fighting cravings, however, is something that, like I said, they're always going to be there. When my clients have cravings, my number one suggestion would be first off, you always have to distract yourself. So a lot of the times when you get those cravings and you really, really want to cave, it's because your focus is off. Distract yourself. Go out for a walk. Maybe you have had lack of sleep, like you're only running on 4 hours of sleep and your hormones are off. You're going to be craving more that day. If you can, take a nap. If you are hungry and you're craving something and you just don't want to have chicken, you don't want to have anything that's kind of set on your meal plan day to day or that you know you should have, but you still have goals in mind, you still want to keep it healthy, you can always stop and get a protein bar. My favorite protein bars are the Be Up 100 bars, or Quest has a really good bar. The Daryl bars are really good. The protein bars, so it's pro and then oat, teen, are amazing. They're so delicious. Just having a simple protein bar, like I said, the Be Up 100s or the Oh Yeah, the Be Up or the Oh Yeah 100s are definitely hands down my favorite protein bars to go to. They've got peanut butter pie, mint chocolate chip, cookie dough, and they're actually a really soft texture, which I like. So that's a really, really good option. If you're craving something, almost anything you're craving, you can just get out of the way just from having a protein bar. Loblaws or Farm Boy has really good organic snacks. So they have really good organic trail mixes. The Piranha mixes are my favorite, or the Vitality mixes that they have. Loblaws sells Vitality, and Metro or Farm Boy sells the Prama mixes. If you just have a handful of that trail mix, it's immediately helps as well. So just getting in some healthy fats to leave you feeling more full. If you're craving cake, one thing that I do when I'm prepping is I'll grab a rice cake, butter popcorn rice cake, and I'll put a tablespoon of peanut butter on it, and I'll cut up either half of a banana or a quarter of a banana and place it on top. And then I just sprinkle chia seeds or flax seeds, because the fiber cuts the carbohydrates. So if you're having something that's a higher carb, you do want to make sure you're getting in enough fiber. That way your body can kind of flush out the excess. You're not taking in all those carbohydrates because it's not needed. So yeah, that's what I do, and I'll sprinkle cinnamon on top, and then it's like a piece of cake. So it's a butter popcorn rice cake with peanut butter and banana and cinnamon, and it's so good. It leaves me feeling very satisfied right away. So just having a healthier craving, like nubbing the craving, stopping the craving right away. Sorry, I'm like Not sure what I was trying to say there. Stopping that craving right away, but in a healthy way. So that way you still feel satisfied. You don't feel like you're depriving yourself. It's losing weight is not about being starving. It's not about being hungry all the time. It's about fueling your body, fueling your hormones, and leaving you feeling satisfied. If you go and eat this rice cake with banana rather than going and eating a donut or a piece of pizza, I promise you, you're going to feel so much better about yourself. You're going to wake up feeling confident and proud that you stuck to it. You're going to see your progress. You're not wasting your workouts or wasting your cardio sessions or wasting money on your supplements. Just stick to your diet. Pick the whole food option. Another really good way to just take a craving out is having a half piece of grapefruit or just even a handful of berries. So get that little sweetness in, but in the healthiest way that you're still getting your vitamins and minerals in as well. This all depends as well on what your diet structure looks like, what your goals are. So my highest suggestion is always getting a really good coach, getting a good trainer that if you do have a craving, you can talk to them and they can talk about what you can have and your best options personally to help fix that craving but still meet your goals. So happy hump day, guys, and that's about cravings. There you go.